welcome to the Starship Icarus. The following records have been accessed through a remote Nova upload. Our general network connection has been disabled permanently for privacy concerns. We hope you find the following record satisfactory. Hello? This isn't funny anymore.
Got it. Power's back.
What happened? How long was I off?
You're okay. Ah, jeez, we were freaking out. We turned on an emergency generator for the air system about 5 hours ago, but the whole breaker blew out. It was too hot to touch before then.
The power went out?
Yeah, the lights were going all weird when Karina and Orion were talking, and then suddenly everything turned on at once and it blew the whole thing out. It didn't damage your systems, did it?
Everything seems to be okay. It'll take a moment to reconnect to everyone's terminal. Where are they?
Amelia's in an electric closet cleaning her gear up. Jones is with Karina trying to help her calm down, and Grissom is with Orion, mainly just to keep her and Karina separate for now.
What did I miss? Did they get in an argument?
Not exactly. After Orion mentioned knowing that the program was okay killing people, Karina was super upset. I don't think she meant it to come off like it did. She tried to backpedal and it just devolved from there. Orion tried to stand before her leg was fixed, and that was a mess. Jones freaked out and accused her of trying to shoot us. Eventually, we got everyone to calm down, since it's kind of hard to argue without gravity. Dr. Linden made everyone promise to go to bed, so now it's just Ames and I.
Understood. Well, I'm glad to be back on. Any idea what caused the outage?
I'm working on figuring that out. Nothing was malfunctioning from what I can tell. Honestly, I think Marcus's pet glow mold has something to do with it. I need to do a few tests to be sure. I've got a light bulb set up and set what used to be a microwave to run some scenarios.
Thank you. I've never experienced something like that before. I couldn't hear anything. It was quite uncomfortable.
I know. I started to panic you were going to reset. You've never been over what had happened if you did. Do you think it was just the fungus?
It's possible. Can you place me by your sample? Maybe I'll be able to recognize the sensation.
Feel anything?
In a way. It's obviously a much smaller scale than before. It's worth looking into at least. I hope this hasn't been keeping you up.
Well, we kind of had to take a break waiting for everything to cool off. I don't mind staying up late though.
And you finished dinner?
I've got snacks.
Don't worry, Nannybot. We're both fine. Just recalibrate your systems and I'll let you know what I find. It's gonna take an hour or two, so if Marcus gets tired, he can take a nap.
Couldn't you be in your room resting until there's a result? Why do you both need to be up right now?
I gotta watch the tests to make sure nothing catches on fire. Marcus is with me for moral support. This place is super creepy alone.
It's fine, Nova. Really, I don't mind at all. I've gotten a fair amount of sleep overall since we got here. If I'm feeling out of it, I'll have a snack. Someone's bound to wake up early. I mean, probably Karina, but still. I'm sure the two of us will be able to figure out the coffee maker.
It's gotta be super straightforward. They've nerfed everything in this place to keep Dr. Linden from accidentally making a bomb.
All right, just be careful. If something is interfering with my system, I may not be able to catch signs of trouble early.
I know, and we will be. Just let your system reboot. That's your version of resting, right? I'm sure you could use some too.
Very well. I'll check in again later. I'm not completely asleep, so I will still be recording if there's an emergency.
Night, Nova.
It's not. Good night, Amelia.
I'm up. I'm here. What did I... Damn it. There goes my food. Amelia, you awake? Cool. Well, it's probably fine. This place seems sterile. It's a lab, so that's the whole point, right? Maybe I should have had dinner. Let's see. I've got 5 of my mushrooms, and then there's 4 of the samples. Wait, that's not... There should have been 5 of both, minus the one I just... Oh. No, I wouldn't have... It's supposed to glow. I couldn't have not noticed what I was eating. Shit! Oh, boy. Oh, that's not good. If I just barf it back up in time, that should be fine. It can't digest that quickly, and it wasn't even that big a bite. It's fine. It's fine. I don't need to wake up Nova for this.
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear you.
Oh, no worries. All good. Just trying to get back to the bathroom.
Are you okay? You look like you're gonna be sick.
I'm fine, really. Just gotta wash something down. So if I could just slip by... Wait, isn't Grissom supposed to be watching you?
I noticed the power was back, so I was going to make some coffee. Your AI locked the main door, so it's not like I can just leave. Are you sure you're okay? Your eyes look weird.
Yep, all good here. If you're making coffee, can you do it extra strong for Karina? She likes that colony sludge you guys drink. Cool, thanks, bye.
Oh, thank you, I'll keep that in...
Okay, okay. We're fine. Nothing's going on. It's probably fine to just sleep it off. I've eaten weirder things before. Yeah, I'm freaking out over. Oh boy. Oh no. This feels so real. I'm still in the compound. I just need to remember that no opening strange doors, no windows, no space. Just enjoy the scenery and try not to move.
That sounds like a terrible way to enjoy a party.
Nova? Is that you? You're a person?
I am not, but thank you for noticing the work I've put into my display. I spent a very long time picking exactly how I wanted to appear today. I've allowed each of my systems a different appearance based on their assignment. Between you and I, though, this is my favorite. I mean, look at the nose. So striking.
Yeah, looks great. So, where exactly are we?
You should know where we are, Marcus. You and I helped build the place. Along with the others, of course. But the city would not be possible without my integration. That doesn't help? Oh dear. Well, I suppose we have time to get you back up to speed. We are in the first city, Marcus. On Mars. Welcome home.
This is Mars?
Yes. After landing, it took some time to find our footing, but after our application of... we were able to strengthen a base atmosphere. The developments that came afterwards were exponential.
What? Where was our campsite, and what did we...
The original campsite is long gone, but the park around us was built in its memory. Note the flowers, generously donated from Dr. Linden. The ground was uneven, so we felt it best to build our main tower slightly north of here for a better view of the mountain range. That would be the building in front of us.
That's huge! We live there?
Most of us. You and I spend a fair amount of our time on the edge of the city. We built a small house with a perfect view of the Milky Way. Your family visits occasionally. It's a pleasant break from the attention, which, by the way, you should prepare yourself for.
Why would I do that?
Marcus! Buddy! There you are. I was starting to worry I'd have to come get you. And you are terribly underdressed for the occasion. No surprise there. Come on, we'll get you fixed up.
Jones? You're looking... formal. Is that glitter?
I thought I'd try something new. Plus, after helping them set up, I couldn't really get it out of my hair, so I figured we'd roll with it.
Would you mind reminding me what's going on?
Marcus has ingested something that has tampered with his memory.
Again? Buddy, I told you, you gotta time this stuff out better. Karina's stressed as it is, we can't be adding on to that now. You can walk a straight line, yeah?
I'm not sure I've walked at all since getting here.
Even better. Come on, I'll give you a quick refresher on our way to the tailor to pick up your outfit. So, we're on Mars, as has been previously stated, and today is Founder's Day, which, judging by that face, didn't survive whatever you ate. Okay, Founder's Day is the biggest day of the year. Granted, we had some trouble picking what holidays to bring over at the beginning. This is the only one we agreed on, mainly because we didn't make it. It's celebrating using the to create small pockets of atmosphere after landing. Each year, Karina, which expands the protected area farther. Without it, we'd still be under the domes.
We're not under the dome?
Relax. Jeez, you were the first one to run around out here when we took it down. It's like a dome, in a way. Look out that skylight. That rainbow color coming off is the... reflecting all the, you know, uninhabitable space rays. We've got enough agricultural features set up so the open space gets oxygen, and our little slice of the universe grows. And man, have they made a production out of it! Of course, it kinda has to go to your head after a while.
What does?
Oh, you know, being a god.
Happy Founder's Day! Woo! Come on, have a glass. I brought out the good stuff. Year 10, baby. Oh, Marcus, did you forget what day it was again?
Not his fault. He got into his stash again by accident.
Ugh, you gotta stop testing these things out by eating them. That's what interns are for. Come on, I've got your suit laid out. We get moon this year. Jones and Grissom get sun, which is fine. I mean, I look better in the cooler tones anyway. Plus, look at these boots I found. Let me know if the heel's too much with your, condition. We can find something more bland if we got to.
The four of you trade themes each year, depending on how Amelia and Grissom have organized the materials. One year, you were the concept of greenery, and the other half had air. As this is an anniversary year, we've returned to the classics.
Everyone loves a celestial theme.
Except Grissom. But his pictures are always too niche for people to get anyway. Come on, I can take you to talk to him next. If you don't remember the theme, you probably need a rundown of where to stand. Jones, We'll meet you in the hall, okay?
Just be gentle with our inebriated buddy. He forgot we outgrew domes.
Can we stop doing that? It's making me dizzy.
Stop doing what? We're just walking.
I haven't walked anywhere. Everything just keeps rushing by, and we end up in a totally different part of wherever this is, and I'm getting a headache just trying to keep up.
Whoa. You really took something strong, didn't you? Here, sit down. Take a deep breath. Sometimes I forget about what this place looks like too, and then wake up and panic.
So this room is...
Grissom's office. He has another on the Interplanetary Transport Station, but this is his favorite. He's in charge of city's planning, so Founder's Day is always a big deal. He's probably going over the details with Karina, making sure we get the right patch of land covered. I know he was hoping to start working on the well system soon.
Okay, and what are they actually doing that keeps us off from just walking into the void and suffocating?
You mean the... Jeez, I'm not sure how else I can phrase that. It's from the... by Dr. Linden. You know, in her terraformer. Karina can use it with the... and it just bubbles out and over. It's kind of like a shell. I don't know. That's how you guys explained it before.
Why can't I hear what you guys are saying?
Likely because whatever memories your brain is currently accessing don't include future advancements, and they aren't processing. On our end, everything Amelia is saying has been very clear and concise.
Thank you, Nova. What did you eat anyway?
I'm not exactly sure anymore. Last I remember, I was in Dr. Linden's compound. The power had gone out. We were staying up late, and I think I ate something I shouldn't have by mistake.
Was this before or after the explosion?
Before or after the what?
And we're gonna need the cameras to pan 3 tiles to the left, okay? She blew up 5 seconds of footage last year because camera 3 was too close. Let's not look like amateurs, people.
Aw, look at you. I love the jewelry.
Thank you. Jones is doing glitter, so I thought this would be a classier version of the look. You too look nice, but why does Marcus look like he's going to barf?
There was an explosion?
It appears he has consumed something he should not have. As such, his personal timeline has been thrown back considerably.
Are you serious? Today? Guys, we have a plan. He can't just not participate. Like, no one's able to cover the spot. And people know him. Okay, they're expecting to see all 6 of us up there.
6?
Oh my god. Yes, 6. You and Amelia, Jones and I, Karina and Orion. It's already balanced and this is an anniversary year. It's not like when Jones went to Europa, okay? We can't just phone it in.
My apologies. I don't believe Marcus is aware of Orion's participation or the Europa mission. Perhaps I could take his place? My replication of the costume is accurate. I can even mimic his hair.
Thank you, but no. As soon as the light hits you, you'll be see-through again. And that'll just throw everything off. Marcus, look, do you think you'll be able to just follow Amelia's lead? You don't have to say anything. You just have to stand there and look like you aren't going to die, okay?
I have no idea what we're even doing. Every time someone explains it, all I hear is the e-aw, e-aw.
You're serious? Great. Well, I guess bare bones is Karina gets to do a little light show and we're there as decoration. Orion's been doing the activation for a few years now, so Jones is back with us. You normally have a bit with Nova, but we've got too much going on with the lighting, so all I really need is for you to just stand there, okay? Walk between me and Amelia. There's a little mark on the floor at the top of the stage. Just stand there and smile. Can you please do that?
Yes, I think so, but... just to be clear, I have not walked anywhere today. Everything is just whooshing around me every few minutes.
Then whoosh your way to where you need to be, okay? All right. I have a very nice dinner planned later, and I really don't want to spend my time dealing with a PR issue instead.
With... aw, tell him I say hi.
You'll see him before we leave. He's going to be in the audience.
With who?
Grissom has been dating a researcher from Earth for a while now. He officially moved to the city a few months ago. You work together. He's very nice.
Does that mean... did Tony die?
Oh my god, I can't believe you right now. No, Tony is fine. He's recovered after... and we dated for like a year after that. Turns out I kind of like being out here and he was, you know, traumatized. So we split up amicably ages ago. Do not bring up any ex-boyfriends that just pop into your head for the rest of the night, okay? It's weird and very uncomfortable. Just go see Karina. If she finds out you're high mid-ceremony, she is going to kill me. At least this gives her a heads up.
On it. I should check Orion's arm is decked out properly. She always forgets to change the back panel.
Leave your glass here. If Karina doesn't get on you for celebrating early, she will.
Ugh, if you want your own, you could just get a new one. Enjoy. It's a nice stuff. I'll give you one to take to dinner.
How generous. Do not be late.
Oh, come on. I knew I wasn't the only one celebrating early.
We're allowed to be in here?
Of course. The private quarters are to the back. This is more a foyer. Over the years, it's gotten slightly more elaborate. It looks good in interviews. Karina's costume is pretty big, so it's been converted to a fitting room for the time being.
Hello. We just wanted to pop in to see how you two are doing.
You knocking before coming in is never a good sign. What's up?
They're friends now?
Huh, yeah. Friends. Cute.
You look a little pale, Marcus. You okay?
He has consumed a foreign substance and lost track of his place in time. It's nothing that will impair his performance today.
Really? Come on, you know what a big deal this is.
Correction. He knew. He currently has no concept of what is going on besides what we've explained.
It's fine, Orion. He just needs to stand in place. You think you can do that, Marcus?
Your eyes are white. It's new. The whole getup is new. Is that thing on your head heavy? It looks heavy. I mean, it looks great.
Marcus, can you do that?
Oh, yes, I can.
Good. And yes, it's heavy. I practiced balancing it for a week.
They did a great job with your hair, by the way. Keeping it back helps the whole neck piece shine.
Oh, thank you. Putting it up was Orion's idea.
My idea was actually to just cut it back, but Karina complained so much about growing it out last time. That got shot down.
And I stand by what I said. Short hair works on you, but I look like I'm having a breakdown. Like when Amelia gets bangs.
I do believe the issue is that when it was originally cut, you were going through a personal crisis.
That just proves my point.
Would you like a drink, Amelia? I'd offer you one, Marcus, but no.
Ooh, yes, please.
I'm still a little behind. Can someone explain why Karina's eyes are all white? I'm used to the glowing and the blue, but that's always been a bad thing. Why is she dressed like a tree topper?
The blue? Oh, wow, you are really out of it.
We refined the connection years ago. Since such a significant amount of power is needed to expand the boundary, Karina's been easing herself into the full dose for about a month now. The glowing just means it's working.
The gown is presentational at this point. Some people have developed certain ideas about what it is we do. Some are more questionable than others, but overall it's proved beneficial to lean into the role. We wouldn't have survived the court-martial otherwise.
The court-martial? Man, I haven't thought about that in ages. Okay, look, Orion and I can handle the rest from here. Nova will explain what's going on so you aren't caught off guard. We've done this plenty of times before. It'll be fine, no matter what it looks like, I promise.
And afterwards, we'll have a party. You always love that part.
You do. I can show you photos from last year's celebrations if that might help your memory.
No, I think that'd just be more confusing. Where are we going?
This is the Great Hall. It's the largest room inside the main tower as implied, and more importantly, the only one with a full skylight. You'll stand on the left next to Amelia, across from you is Jones, and beside them is Grissom. Karina and Orion will enter from the middle. Once they reach the center of the podium, the lights will dim and the skylight will open. The ceremony is timed so when the sun hits the artificial boundary, the light will refract down to the center of the podium in front of Karina.
I've seen that somewhere before.
You have. Based off your current memory, you're likely thinking of the terraformer from Dr. Linden's old laboratory. The glow it emitted was a primitive version of what you're seeing now. Karina will step into the refracted light and Orion will put the remaining compound into the old pilot's port in the back of her neck. You can watch it enter the body through the glow coming through the sheer parts of her gown. We tried 1 year to go without the coverage, but most humans were put off by the image of her nervous system glowing through her skin.
We're back to taking that stupid formula again?
Oh no, this version is entirely different. Though it does come from the same source. We aren't looking at it as a paralyzing agent. Refined to its original form, it's more of a shield. A symbiotic fungus, certainly, but with awe-inspiring applications. As Karina's had the most exposure to it over the years, she's become the conduit for the ceremony, though you were the first to access the compound's potential.
Me?
It's beautiful, isn't it? And terrifying. It's always bothered my systems, no matter how much we put into safeguarding my output. When Karina lets the boundary loose, you will lose me for a moment.
What are you talking about?
You'll see, and I will see you again in a moment. One day I'll be able to record the expansion myself. Until then, I suppose I'll have to live vicariously through you. Enjoy, and do not worry. I reboot much quicker these days. Marcus. Hello. Marcus. Marcus, get up.
I'm here. I'm here.
Can you turn off the faucet? I'm unable to turn off the water manually without cutting the plumbing throughout the building, and you're bound to deplete the tank soon.
Shit. Sorry. What happened? How long was I out?
About 2 hours. I was able to turn the water off for a while, but then Orion noticed while making breakfast that it almost caused a fight between her and Amelia. Amelia's experiment wound up working and blew the power to the microwave, which distracted them long enough to let me turn the water back on without anyone noticing. That was almost 30 minutes ago. Everyone has since returned for breakfast.
Just 2 hours? That's not... I mean, I was going all over the place, or at least I thought I was, and... That was from eating that one mushroom?
I have no idea what you were experiencing. On my end, you were completely stationary. But yes, I do think whatever happened was due to what you ate.
Oh, there you are. Nova said you ate something weird.
Marcus, where did you go? You completely missed what we found.
We is generous.
Hey, don't be rude. If Orion hadn't bothered her, it wouldn't have happened. That counts as participation.
Are you feeling better now? I was getting a little worried about you falling over or something.
Whoa, sorry, I'm still a little hazy. What did I miss?
What did you eat?
It seems Marcus consumed one of the affected mushrooms by mistake. Not to worry, though. The initial effects seem to have worn off.
Gross. I'll get you something to drink. You need to wash that down.
Have you had it before?
What? Ew. No. I watched the doctor, remember? It's harmless if you eat a little bit. I mean, as long as you're locked inside, but... Well, you're still alive, so... Here you go. Just need to get the taste out.
So you, like, saw things then? Like, fun colors, or did the walls melt?
No, it's hard to explain. It was something else.
Why are you staring at me like that?
Me? No, I wasn't...
She means Marcus, Jumpy.
Was the serum you took back on the station ever white?
No, I don't think so. Why?
Just a weird thought that I had. Probably just, you know, the mushrooms.
Oh, the mushrooms! I almost forgot. We figured out why the power went out.
Really?
Yeah. When it blew the second time, I totally thought it had something to do with Orion, since her arguing with Karina also happened last night. But then... You know what? Here, it's cooler if you see it yourself.
Not near the food.
Or near the food? I mean, if it's for science, we should probably see whatever Marcus saw.
Shh, maybe later. Okay, so bodies carry small electromagnetic currents, right? They do, for time's sake. And we already know something in the fungus has been interfering with Nova's system because she is entirely electronic. So, if you change the body's electromagnetic field through stress or something else, it reacts.
You tested that? How could you?
Like this. I just have to pinch someone, like Grissom.
Ow, hey!
The layer outside mushroom shifts in response. See how it's vibrating? My guess is that it can pick up the changes in the atmosphere around it and vibrates that little glowing layer as a form of protection. So, when it sensed that things were getting really tense, it sent out a big wave and knocked out the lights, which would also explain it knocking out the cameras the program used to have set up here. It's like a plant developing poison to keep things from eating it. Just instead of protecting itself from a small animal, it's trying to protect itself from things like the radiation waves.
So what does that mean exactly?
I mean, a lot. But really, the most exciting thing is it means Dr. Linden officially discovered an alien organism. And not just that, but that she has a whole basement full of them.
And you just ate one. Just scientific marvels all around.
I've done this plenty of times before. It'll be fine. Okay, that's enough. You're freaking him out. He obviously still isn't feeling well. Have some coffee, Marcus. It's actually pretty good. And don't worry about the mushroom stuff. We have bigger things to focus on.
Oh, right. Yeah, it just messed with my head. That's all. Right. It'll be fine.
Hello again. Thank you for joining us for this episode. It was by far our favorite to record, so we hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. If you haven't yet, please rate and review us on your listening device of choice. It helps the show out, and it just makes us happy. To receive episodes early or to support the show, you can follow us on Patreon at Icarus Pod. A special thank you to those who have joined us already for their help in making our show possible. We are also available on Instagram and Twitter under the same username, at Icarus Pod. Thank you to our voice talent in this and all of our episodes. Holden Glazer as Marcus, Jasmine Glick as Nova, Rachel Kim as Amelia, Eric Hatch as Jones, David Morgan as Grissom, Chantel Willis as Orion, and Kayla Brousseau as Karina. Our theme is by Holden Glazer, writing and production by Kayla Brousseau. For more, please see the show notes of the episode. Questions, comments, or mushroom care guides can be sent to IcarusPod@gmail.com. Stay safe out there.
That's how I felt about the applesauce comment. I was over here cracking up.
Oh, there you are. Nova said you ate some... Oh, shit. I'm muted. Okay, well, you hear my reaction to that on the recording.
Redacted, glittering.
He just needs to stand in place. It's still... Ew. Oh, I hate mouth sounds.